Good morning. Today's Daf and Nazir is Samach. We're starting with the Mishnah Nun Testament Vase. And we are now approaching the end of the eighth parak. Mirz Hashem, today we're going to not finish the eighth parak, but we'll finish it off. In other words, we'll basically cover to the end, to the very bottom of, maybe I'll even read the last couple lines on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. But today is the Daf that we've been waiting for some time. It's an intimidating Daf. It's a very difficult Daf. And so, as long as you know that on the front end, good. It's going to really stress in terms of, it's going to stretch and stress, our minds in terms of thinking. In other words, we're going to really have to, stretch the limits of just, thinking. There are going to be so many variables and so many moving parts. And, admittedly, there will be a point or two where you're going to be confused today. And obviously my job, if I do it well, is that I'm going to make everything as simple as possible, as straightforward as possible. But even as I was preparing, so my mind also this morning was starting to feel the burden of today's daf. But it's a burden of love, and so let's get underway. Before we start, so let's get everything down nice and easy. Let's put everything on the table. Now there are going to be a lot of cards I'm going to put down on the table, and if you are right now going to be overwhelmed by the amount of information I'm going to put down on the table right now, I understand. It's just a lot. There's a lot going on. There's a lot to consider. So let's just go over the basics, just the ABCs. I'm going to do this quickly. And again, I know I'm going to speak fast, and I know I'm going to go through a lot of information. And if you need to hit play again and do this again, that's fine. Okay. Everything I'm going to say is found in the Torah. There's nothing over here that's news. It just happens to be that there's just a lot of information that's out there. Let's start with the Metzorah. So the Metzorah is, so once he's declared to be a Metzorah by a Kohen, so he now has to wait until Tzaraas is cleared up. Once the Tzaraas is cleared up, that also is going to be confirmed by a Kohen, so he's going to go through a Tahara process. That Tahara process has got two steps to it. Step number one is day one of the Tahara process, in which he's going to bring a pair of birds. The pair of birds, one is going to be shechted, the other one is going to be let free. Okay. That is the tziporim, meaning that the term I'm going to be using to describe these birds that are brought on day one are going to just simply be called the tziporim. Also on day one, there's going to be a tikalachas. There's going to be a shaving of his body. Okay, when we talk about shaving, which is obviously what we've been discussing extensively, for a good part of this mesechta, so everyone just understand that. Shaving of the Mitzorah is the entire body. Shaving of Nazir is just his head, right? The head and the face. But anyway, so the Mitzorah is going to be shaving on day number one. Then, he goes through a 7-day Tahara process. And then on day eight, so what he's going to do is, Karbanos. So the Karbanos that are brought by the Mitzorah is going to be a threefold Karbanos. It will be a Chatas, an Ola, and an Asham. On top of that, there will also be a second shaving as well on day number eight. So for the Metzorah, for him to become Tahor, so he needs a procedure on day one, a procedure on day eight. Good. Now, let's for a moment talk about Nazir Tamei. You declare yourself to be a Nazir, you're in your Naziris, and you had exposure to Tumah. Back in the seventh parak, we talked about exactly which kind of Tumas Mace you need exposure to, but you had an exposure. So that too now is going to be requiring a process. So the process over there is going to be a 7-day process in which you are going to go through the standard Tahara process of anyone who is Metamei Tumas Mace. And then what happens is that on day 7, you have a Tiglachas, and on day 8, you bring Karbanos. What are the Karbanos that you're going to bring? So this too is going to be a threefold Karban of Chatas, Ola, and Asham. Then, finally, Nazir Tahor. So a Nazir Tahor, so when he successfully concludes his Nazirus, so he's also going to be going through a Tiglachas, he's also going to be going through a shaving, and that shaving is going to then be followed up by three Karbanos. The three Karbanos that he brings at the conclusion of his Nazirus is Chatas, Ola, and Shlamim. Okay. With all that stated, that you have basically all the facts on the table. There are some details that I left out in terms of timing. In other words, I was a little bit imprecise in terms of when everything is done, but you'll see as we get to the end of the daf. So I'll come back and I'll clean up a little bit more in terms of the precision of certain details that I left out. But those are the basic facts that we all need to know. The Mishnah, which we saw already earlier in the Masechta, we saw this Mishnah back on Daf Nun Hey. We saw it again on Daf Nun Zayin. The Gemara cited it twice. And now we're going to see the Mishnah inside. Now the Mishnah reads really simply. And as we're going to see, the entirety of today's Daf is going to be, hey, can we explain the Mishnah? Nazir Shaya Tamei B'Safik U'Mochle B'Safik. So let's say I had a Nazir. The one thing we know absolutely for sure is that he was a Nazir. He committed himself to being a Nazir. And then there are two possibilities. One possibility is that he had exposure to Tumah, otherwise known as a Nazir Tumah. A second possibility is that he was possibly a Mitzora. Admittedly, the second possibility is a little bit strange. The Nazir B'Tumah, oh, that's easy. In other words, he may or may not have come into contact with Tumah's mace. Again, we already went over in the beginning of this parak various scenarios in which that's a suffix. Suffolk Mitzora, that one's a little bit strange. How are you a Suffolk Mitzora? Meaning the Kohen looked at you. And what did he say? I don't know. In other words, maybe. Okay, so I admit, and by the way, there are going to be times where the Mitzora is going to be quarantined. But during that quarantine period, we have a term to describe that. That's what's called a Muzgar. In other words, that's a Mitzora Muzgar. That's a category in of itself. And then after the Hezger, after the quarantine, so the Kohen is going to come back with one of two possibilities. Either you're fine or you're a Mitzora. And again, by the way, there is a possibility that he'll be quarantined for a second week, but that's not a suffix. In other words, that's just simply we have a little bit of testing that we need to do but that's not a suffix. So what exactly is going to be the case of Mitzora of suffix? It's a good question. And right now I don't have great answers, but that's not the point. I mean, it is important, but the point of the matter is that now we are looking now for resolution. So he for sure is a Nazir, possibly Tame, possibly a Mitzora, and now we need resolution so that he can now successfully conclude his Nazirus. So the Mishnah says, I'll tell you how you do it. So Ocha B'Kasha Macher Shishim Yom B'Shosi Yayin HaMetam LaMesa Macher Me'a V'Esrim Yom. So the Mishnah over here is not focused on exactly what the process is. The Mishnah over here is just looking at two markers, the 60-day marker and the 120-day marker. 60-day marker, he's going to be able to eat carbonus again. The 120-day marker, so he'll be able to be drinking wine and be metam lemesim. Meaning Nazirus will finally conclude after 120 days, and his saras will finally conclude only after 60 days. Remember, for the Mitzora, so while he's a Mitzora, so he's going to be outside, he's going to be chutz, and on top of that also, he's going to be banned and barred from eating carbonos until he brings his own carbonos. Remember those carbonos, and now if you recall, just minutes earlier, when I introduced the Mitzora and the Tara process, so the Tziporim is just step one in the process, and at the eighth day, he's going to be bringing three carbonos. Only after he brings the three carbonos, then and only then, is he going to be able to eat himself carbonos. That's what's called being a mechusar kapara. And once he brings his own carbonos, again for the Mitzora, it's going to be chatas, ola, and an asham. Once he brings his own carbonos, then and only then is he himself allowed to eat carbonos. So that's going to occur on day 60. And as far as the conclusion of his nazir, so it'll be on 120. At this point in time, well, we already saw it earlier in the Masechta, and I explained it a little bit earlier in the Masechta, but at this point in time, we don't know why the numbers are 60 and 120, and over the course of today's daf, that's what we're going to do. Right?
It's assuming that he became Tumah in the Mitzvah on the very first day.
Right? Perfect clarification, and that is that the assumption is that everything started on day on the first day. Perfect. Shetiglachas anegadocha tiglachas anazir. The tiglachas of the tzaras is going to push off the tiglachas of Nazir b'smanshu v'adai. But that's when you know definitively. Avah b'smanshu safik and adocha. But if it's a safik, it's not going to push it off. Okay. And we'll clear up that point a little bit later on as well. Okay. So what we have over here is a Mishnah. We have two, we have one known, two possibilities, and then the question of how to resolve. The one thing that's known is that he's a Nazir. That's a given. Okay. And now the two possibilities. Possibility number one, he's a Nazir B'Tumah, exposure to Tumah. Possibility number two, he's a Mitzora. Again, we're not sure about either of those points. And now it's a question of how to resolve. And now it's a question of how long is it going to take. And Another important point, which the Gemara didn't, which the Mishnah didn't discuss, but we are now going to be discussing in the Gemara. And what do you do in terms of actually bringing the karbanos? Okay. Like I said at the beginning of today's daf, there is so much to consider. There's so much to hold in our head at the same time. And admittedly, it's going to strain a little bit. Okay? I'm just telling you. It's going to... I mean, rarely do I say this in the daf. It's going to hurt a little bit. Okay? The brain is going to strain just a little bit as we are now are going to be juggling all these considerations, all the karbanos that he needs to bring, and what's going to be happening. So, Tana, but before we do that, before we really hurt our brain, so all we need to do is just see a braisa, Tana, b'met v'amamorim b'niziris mo'atas, ava b'niziris b'ashana, ocha b'kashim l'achar shtei shanim, v'shos yayin, umetam l'meisim l'achar b'ashanim. Okay, so the braisa over here just simply says that, look, the numbers of 60 and 120, 60 days, 120 days that's given in our Mishnah is only when the term of the Naziris was a 30-day term. However, if the term of the Naziris was a one-year term Naziris, so then everything just simply gets ratioed. And so instead of the numbers being 30 days, 60 days, it's if it's a one-year term of Naziris, so it's going to be 2 years, 4 years. 2 years to eat carbonus, 4 years before he's allowed to drink wine again. He'll be on hiatus from wine for 4 years. Okay, good. Vitzni Allah. Okay, that part was easy. Here's the part now where it's going to get a little bit challenging. Vitzni Allah Megalei Charba Taglachios. Okay. Now what you're going to be doing is that he's going to be shaving his head now a total of 4 times. In other words, let's go back to our Mishnah. I'm just going to keep it nice and simple. We'll go back to our Mishnah. And we're going to be doing 30, 60, 90, 120. After 30 days, Taglachios, same after 60, same after 90, same after 120. And let's go. Taglachios Rishona. Now, over here, which carbonus is he going to be bringing at each of the intervals? Okay. Let's consider the following. After, he's a Nazir. That's a given. Now, it's possible that he was a Mitzorah. Okay, fine. So if you're a Mitzorah, so what do you do? So you do the Taglachos procedure on day one, together with the shaving of your body. And then you, 7 days of counting, that's Sipuro. And then on day eight, you bring carbonus. 3 carbonus, Chatzos, Ola, Nosha. Again, the more you go over it, it's gonna just roll off. It's easy. It's not easy, but it's information. It's just information that you need to be comfortable with. Fine. Now that sounded like the way I just described it. Sounded like an 8-day process. But of course, here's the problem. He doesn't know for sure he's a Mitzorah. He doesn't know for sure. So because of the uncertainty of a Mitzorah, so again, now every time he's taking a razor and he's applying it to his head, to his body, so there is now, wait 1 second, I'm taking a razor, I'm putting it to my body. If I was for sure Mitzorah, so then we have an override. That's, by the way, the end of the Mishnah. That's what we learned at the end of the Mishnah. Meaning the Taglachos of the Mitzorah definitively is going to be overriding the Nazir. But here's the problem. He doesn't know definitively he's a Mitzorah. So now you have to take the following into consideration. And that is, okay, so let's deal with the tzaras. But again, it's a suffix. So I can't just simply now say, okay, all this occurred. Let's go all the way back to day number one, where he definitely is a Nazir, possibly a Mitzorah, possibly a exposure to Tumah. Again, we're just zooming in right now on the tzaras. Okay, good. So let's go with the Tahara process of the Mitzorah. Let's say on day one, he got an all clear from the Kohen. I don't know how Tzaras works, how long it takes to recover from it. I'm just speaking in the abstract. Okay, so on day one right now, let's just deal with the Tzaras. Here's the problem. You don't know definitively you're a Mitzorah. It's only possibly a Mitzorah. And now you're going to take a razor and you're going to put it to your head? You're a Nazir. That's an Isser. So wait 30 days now. So after 30 days, the possibility is that you finish your Naziris. So as now that it's a possibility, now you can take a razor and put it to your head. That's why the first Taglachos is going to have to be delayed and postponed until day number 30. Good? Now, on day 30, so you may have finished your Naziris, but at the same time, however, you may be tending to your Tzaras. So now you're going to be doing the procedure of the Tzaras of the first day of Tzaras, meaning the birds. And that's exactly what the Braisa says. So Taglachos Rishonim, maybe Tziporim. So you're going to be bringing the birds, right? The pair of birds. One's going to be shechted, the other one's going to go free. And again, go to the beginning of the 14th parak of Vayikra, where the Torah goes in details in terms of how the procedure is done. Fine. V'chata sa'ova olas behema. Now, here's where it's going to start getting hard. And also you're going to be bringing a chatas off, and also you're going to be bringing an olas behema. Okay. Chatas off, olas behema, why? I'll tell you why. Because again, what you have to continue doing is juggling the possibilities. You see, he may be a mitzvah, which is great. You brought the birds. Perfect. But at the same time, however, he may not be a mitzvah. But he may be a nazir tameh. So this shaving may be for the purposes of nazir tameh. Oh. But can you shave with your nazir tameh without karbanos? No, you need to bring a karban. Fine, you'll bring a karban. Now, there are three karbanos that are brought by the nazir tameh. So which karban, are you going to be able to bring all three? You can't bring all three. So right there, one of them is an asham. You can't bring the asham. So you'll bring one of the karbanos. Which karban are you going to be bringing? So you'll be bringing a chatas ha'of. And presumably, by the way, I'm adding parenthetically, it says chatas ha'of, maybe the olas ha'of comes together with it. Okay. Maybe. But the point is that you'll be bringing the chatas ha'of. That's because there's a chance that you're a nazir tameh. And on top of that, you may not be a mitzara, and you may not be a nazir tameh. Oh. So then what does this now represent? Right? Tiglachas number one. It just simply may represent the end of your Naziris. You got to bring karbanos for the end of your Naziris. So that's why you're also going to bring an olas behema. Okay, good. So now, those three things that you're bringing on, tiglachas number one, tziparim, chatas ha'of, olas behema, is now accounting for every one of those possibilities. Good. And now you're going to shave. So far, so good. Shnia. Now, for number two, this is now 30 days later. So, maybe chatzos ha'ov olas behema. So now you're going to be bringing chatzos ha'ov and olas behema. By the way, as I'm speaking it out, everything I'm saying the Gemara is going to spell out. But as long as we're reading the Braisa, we could do this. Meaning, all we just have to do is just consider all those possibilities. So now, so we're on the 60th day, perfect. So we're on the 60th day, and now you're bringing a chatzos ha'ov and an olas behema. Let's consider. Tziparim now is in the rearview mirror. Okay? In other words, if you were a mitzvah, you already brought the tziparim on round one, and so you're good. Now in round number two, so round number two can represent one of a number of possibilities. So one possibility is that this is step two for your tzaras. Okay? Now again, remember, why didn't you do tzaras just simply 7 days later? Because we don't know definitively that you're a mitzvah. And again, because of that possibility, that's why you have to wait 30 days. Okay, good. So now, what you're going to do is you're going to, on day 60, so the tziparim in the rearview mirror, and you bring the chatzos ha'ov. So why are you bringing the chatzos ha'ov? You bring chatzos ha'ov because, you are, possibly a nazir tameh. Oh. So for that, you're going to be bringing the chatzos ha'ov and the olas behema, because this actually may represent the end of your naziris. Okay, good. And okay. Eshlishis, maybe chatas ha'ov olas behema. Now for round number three, so at this point in time, your tzaras has been resolved. Meaning if you were a mitzvara, so you shaved on 30, that was shave one for the mitzvara. You shaved on 60, that shaved two for the mitzvara. So now your tzaras is done. It's completed. So now the only thing left is as follows. In other words, as we're now on day 90, we're looking at two possibilities. Number one is that you had exposure to tumah. Because you had exposure to tumah, so now this is going to be your tiglachas for the tumah. On the other hand, the possibility is that you weren't tummy. And so now you're just simply concluding your naziris. And that's why the Braisa says that maybe chatzos ha'ov olas behema. So you're going to bring chatzos ha'ov and olas behema. Again, once again, chatzos ha'ov, that's for the nazir b'tumah. Olas behema is now going to be for your... For your successful conclusion on the zeros. And finally, we get to number four. So, revius may be carbon tahara. And for number four, you're going to be bringing your carbon tahara, because at that point in time now, you have resolved all the possibilities. Your mitzara besafek, you resolved into galachas one and two. Your nazir betuma, again, possibly exposure to tuma, you resolved to number three, if in fact it was there. And so now there's nothing left but, now you're just finishing off your Naziris. And that's why you're going to be going now these four rounds of Taglachios.
You have to have your hair with the Naziris often?
I'm sorry, what?
You have to also burn your hair.
Right. So that's going to be done, but that'll be done by the 4th. Okay, very good.
And why can't we double dip it out of the resolution of the
mitzvah? Excellent question. That question's coming up. Okay, perfect. So Amarta. Amarta over here is the Gemara Nazir version of saying Amarmar. Right? Usually we're used to hearing Amarmar, but Amarta. Meaning the Gemara now is going to take a break. We're going to pause. We just read a Braisa, and the Gemara says, now what I would like to do is I would like to think about the Braisa. Now it happens to be that we already cheshboned out everything, but now we're just going to hear it in the Gemara, because the Gemara is going to do exactly what we did. Meaning, can I think about every step along the way, and can we just go over the possibilities and what's happening with every one of the 4 taglachios? Amarta taglachios rishonim eviv v'chulam imah nafshach. So the Gemara here is just spelling it out. So for us now, this is good. It'll be a great couple minutes of review of everything we just said. So shapir kamaisi di'iva de mitzarehu, because consider, if you were possibly a mitzareh v'lav tamei, and you weren't a tamei tziparim chavaso. So now the tziparim will represent your obligation. In other words, you're obligated to bring tziparim. And chatzasof safik azla l'kvura. Now as far as the chatzasof is concerned, you brought the chatzasof on the chance that you were a nazir tamei. But again, you may not be a nazir tamei, so the chatzasof will be brought. And the chatzasof, what would you do after it's brought? The kohanim are not going to eat it, because we don't know for sure if you are required to bring the chatzasof. So kvura, so in other words, they'll be disposed of. Okay, for everyone who now is thinking, wait one second, you could just play around with the chatas. I may be required to bring the chatas. I may not be required to bring a chatas. Like, can we not do that? So you're right, your thinking is good if we're talking about a chatas behema. Chatas ha'of has more flexibility, as we're seeing right now. And the chatas ha'of can be brought ala safik, even though I don't know for sure if I have to bring a chatas ha'of, but there just simply is more flexibility. Okay? I'm giving a cute way to think about it. Birds are flighty. And so the chatas ha'of can be brought even al safik. Va'olas havi nedava. And now, as far as the ola is brought, meaning on the chance now that you're for sure mitzora, so the ola right now is simply going to be a nedava. Ula galcho toch shiva yefshar. Now, good. Now, if you're a mitzora, for sure, siparim, great, give yourself a check. Now, what do you want to do? You want to go 7 days later and then finish the mitzvah process. But as the Braisa tells us, as we already articulated, but now we get to hear it again. Efshar, you can't do that. Because again, you don't know for sure you're a mitzvah. You're only possibly a mitzvah. And so therefore, you can't just simply shave your head 7 days later. So, v'rachman amar, ta'olo yavar rosho, ad malos. V'i lav mitzvah, v'adai havei. Okay, now we're just simply going over the other possibility. The other possibility is that you're not a mitzvah. This is still by round one. So, v'hu tamei. And you are a nazir tamei. Okay, good. So, if you're a nazir tamei, so chatas ha'ov chavaso. So, your chatas ha'ov now represents your obligation for nazir tamei. V'tzi parma avrei kamis avnen v'la v'chulim v'azara. Now, as far as the birds are concerned, so, you have to quote me in context. So, what you're doing is weird. Okay, but at least the weirdness is not occurring in the Beis HaMikdash, meaning a detail which I haven't mentioned yet, but the tziporim process of the mitzvah is done not in the Azara. It's done outside the Azara. So this procedure over here that's done outside the Azara does not represent Chulim Bazara. So you're doing a ceremony, you're not doing a mitzvah. But at least now the ceremony is done outside the Beis HaMikdash, so fine. So you're being a little bit weird, but that's fine. So Va'olas Behema, Havi Nadava. Now, as far as your olas behema right now, meaning on the chance that you're not a mitzvah, but you're a nazir tamei, and you're bringing an olas behema, okay, nadava. Remember, for the nazir tamei, it is a chatas ola, that part's true, but it's a chatas ola bird combination. So the olas behema right now is just unnecessary. But that's not a big deal, because an olas behema could be brought as a nadava. Okay. Now, the ilav mitzvah, who? Now, we only have one more possibility that we need to consider. Meaning you may be mitzara, we covered. You may be a nazir tamei, we covered. Now you may v'ilav mitzarehu v'ilav tamehu, and we're just going to go over the last possibility, which is you're not a nazir tamei, you're not a mitzara. So then, good. See, parma avrei kamis avden. So as far as the birds are concerned, once again, you did it outside, so no big deal. And chatzasov l'kvura. Now, as far as the chatzasov is concerned, So that's going to just simply be buried. In other words, the chatzos ha'of could be brought al safek, and you'll just simply dispose of it. And olos behema havichavasol. And now the olos behema, bam. So that olos behema now is going to be serving as the conclusion of nezirus. Now, granted, by the way, that there are two other karbanos that you need to bring. Fine, they're coming later. You're going to bring them later, but you got to bring something now because you are going to be doing it to glachas for your nazir. So you bring the olos behema now, and that'll be towards your nazir. Well, the matnas behonos, no, but here I'm just good. It's a good question, but I think I solved for that. The matnas behonos are not going to be done. They can't. In other words, the ashram, as we're going to clarify in just a moment, the ashram is not being brought, and the matnas behonos are done from the dam of the ashram, and there is no ashram.
Yes.
Right. Okay. All right. So, Vahabai Asham, funny you should ask. The Gemara now wants to know. A Mitzorah needs to bring a carbon Asham. So not only does the Mitzorah need to bring a carbon Asham, the Nazir Tami also needs to bring a carbon Asham. You know, we haven't mentioned anything about that. So the Gemara says, yeah, Rabbi Shimon, he da Amar Maisi Umasne. So the Gemara says, yeah, there is a Shita, Rabbi Shimon, who allows you to make a Tanai to bring a carbon Asham, that's only the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, and not everyone subscribes to that viewpoint.
So you just don't bring it. That's it.
That's it. That's it.
3 months or 4 months.
Yeah. Okay. It's just simply not broke. Okay. Next. Okay. So this is now the Gemara just doing what we did. Now Tiglachashnia v'shlishi tziparim lo tzarech da ha'avid. Okay. So now we're at 2 and 3. Now 2 and 3, you don't do the birds because that's rear view mirror. If you were a mitzora, the birds were brought at Tiglachas number 1, you're good. So now, good. So that deals with the birds. Michael Amemar, so Dilma Vade Muchlatu. So again, the possibility is that you're a mitzora Muchlat. So Chad al Safik Sifra v'chad al Safik Tumasa. So the Gemara says, okay. So now you're bringing the Chatas Of. The first one was... For your safras, and the other one's for tumma. Meaning the chatzos of brought a 2. That's because now you counted again. Normally it's 7 days, but over here because it's a safek, it's going to be 30 days. Okay, and then on round 3, so now that's going to be the chatzos of there. In other words, your mitzvah is done. So why are you bringing a chatzos of by number 3 for tumma, for possible tumma? Teglachas Revi is maybe carbon tahara masne. Now by the Teglachas Revi is by number 4. So you bring your carbon tahara and you're going to make the following tonight. And that is, we're on the top of Samech Hamad Beis. Iva de Nazir hu Ola Rishon Echova Vizunudava. So look. If I was a Nazir Vadai, meaning going all the way back to number 1, so I already have received a check for my Ola. So that was my obligation, and now I'm bringing an Ola right now by number 4, by round 4. Okay, good. It's a Nadava. V'im Tamei Muchlat Hu. Now, what if I was a Tamei and I was a Muchlat? So Ola Rishona Nadava V'zu, Chalva V'zu Shar Karbano. So then the Ola that I brought by number 1 is going to be a Nadava, and this one that I'm bringing right now is in fact going to be my Chov, it's going to be my obligation. Okay. How was that? That was easy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. That was easy. Okay, so basically now in the Brisa, so what we covered is exactly how it's going to be that all the karbanos are going to be brought at each one of the four stations, the 4 30-day stations, and just simply all the possibilities that we're taking into consideration by steps 1, 2, 3, and 4, and just simply the karbanos that are brought. Okay, I'm not going to say it's easy. It's not easy, but once you just simply go step by step. And go slower than the way we did it. We did it way too fast. But go slower, and you just simply methodically go through each one of the possibilities. We have it. By the end, all the possibilities are covered.
Altogether, you have nine
components. I didn't do the sum total.
Here's the
and he's got a chart. Perfect. Okay, good. All right, now what we're going to do now, just for a couple minutes, is that we're going to do the same thing again. But we're just going to play around with some of the variables. Okay? It's literally, it's like a little laboratory. And we're just simply, you know, what if I change this variable? What if I change that variable? And let's see what's going to happen. Okay, good. So, Tamei Safek Umuchla Vadai. So now, the one variable that we're going to change is that he's a Muchlat Vadai. For sure he's a Mitzora. It's not a Safek anymore. So now, Ocha B'kashim L'achar Shmonim Yomim V'shosti Yanim Matam L'meisem L'achar Shishim V'shiva Yomim. So over here, so your numbers are going to be, after 8 days, you're going to be able to eat karbanos. And after 67 days, so then you're going to be able to drink your wine. Okay. And 8 and 67, how do you figure? Again, it's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. So it's pretty simple. Because, right, because now that you're Metzora Mukhlat, so now you don't have to tiptoe around your tzaras. In other words, you could just address it straight on. And that is that on day one, you'll do your tiglachas, and on day eight, you do it again. In other words, because now you're a Mitzora Mukhlat, so now that's it. And by the way, just if I can correct myself, I made a small mistake. In other words, for the Mitzora, it is an 8-day procedure, but your two shavings are going to be done on day one and on day seven. The karbanos are brought on day eight. Okay. Fine. There's just minor correction. So, but
how do you get to 60?
Huh? Because he's a tum. It's a suffix tumma. So now what you're gonna need to do is that after and now on the eighth day, now you can go and count your naziris. But your naziris, although it's a simple 30-day naziris, but you are a suffix. You're a suffix tumma.
So, 30 for the tumah and another
perfect, 30 for perfect. The tara. So perfect. So now it's going to be 30 for the tumah and 30 for the tara, right. And now we got it to a 67. Perfect. Okay, now we're going to change one more variable. Mukhlat safek v'tamah vadai. So now mukhlat safek, possibly you are a mitzara, definitively exposure to tumah. So ocha b'kashim l'achar shloshim v'shiva yamim. So now, as far as when's your next opportunity, your first opportunity, T carbonus, that's going to be after 37 days. Vishosiyan, matam lamesam lachar, shiva va'arba yamin. Now, as far as drinking wine is concerned, so that's going to be after 74 days. Okay, once again, now, how do we arrive at these numbers? So again, you are a mukhlat safek. You may be a mitzora. So you may be a mitzora. So the first thing you want to address is your tzaras. But the problem is that you don't know definitively whether or not you are a Mitzora. So, sorry. Mechlat Safik v'tami vade, ocha b'kash l'achar shishim v'sham v'yam v'shos yam v'tam l'mes l'achar shivim v'arba yamim. So, right, so 37 days. Right, 37 days, right. So, so I'm sorry, just give me a moment. I myself now am straining my head. Okay. Right. Okay, good. So good. So, got it. Okay. I'm sorry. It just took me a moment to download. I was buffering. So now because you're a Tamei Vadai, so now you're going to have to go through the regular Tara process. Meaning, but that's a 7-day process. Good. And now what? And now that you are Tahor, so now what you're going to do is that you are going to, you're going to do a Tiglachas for your Tumah at the same time. However, you also may be a Mitzora. Okay. So fine. So you're doing your first tiglachas, you're doing it after 7 days. So, but that may represent either one of two things. Either may represent your conclusion of your tuma. Alternatively, it's going to be tiglachas number one of your mitzora. Okay. So now what you're going to have to do is that you're going to be doing now a second tiglachas. But although it's normally done 7 days later, but because you for sure were a nazir tame, and only possibly a Mitzora Mukhlat. So now that's going to have to be put on delay for 30 days. Okay, remember, if you're not definitively a Mitzora, you can't just simply shave 7 days later. You're going to have to wait 30 days later. So now, If you're going to go on a 30-day hiatus, then do a tiglachas, which may in fact represent tiglachas number 2 for your mitzorah. Okay, and that's how we got to the number 37. Now, so and that's why you're not going to be eating karbanos until 37 days later. So och mekashen lacher, sorry. Savitami vade och mekashen lacher shoshim v'shiva yamin, good. And shows the yanim etam lamesim lacher shivim v'arba'a yamin. Now, as far as now, the next time you're going to be able to drink wine, so that's going to be 74 days later. So 74 days later, meaning from point of origination. Meaning why 74 days later? Because now what you need to do is that you need to wait another month in order to conclude your Nazirus. So you were at 37, and now you're going to be waiting a month. But on top of that also, you are for sure you were Tameh, and because of the Tumah, you're also going to need to add another week as well. So the truth of the matter is that we're adding another 37 more days. Okay. Tameh Vade Umuchla Vadai. So now, finally, our last permutation is going to be definitively you're a Tumah, and definitively you're a Mitzorah. So, Ocha B'Koshim Lachar Shmona Yamin V'Shos Yayin Matam L'Mesim Lachar Arba'im V'Arba'a Yamin. So now your numbers are going to be 8 and 44. In other words, once again, once you're Mitzorah Mukhlat, so again, you don't have to tiptoe. You could just simply address your tzaras. Shaving on day 1, shaving on day 7, karbanos on day 8. Okay, and so now on day 8, you are now perfectly allowed to resume your eating of karbanos. And now, why 44 days? So again, you are a nazir tamei, not suffik vadai. And so now you're going to be addressing the tumah. So that's going to be a 7-day process. And you're going to, then bring your karbanos. And now you can start counting your naziris anew. Once you start counting your naziris anew, so that is going to be 30 days. So what are we looking at over here? Basically 14 days plus 30 days. And that got us to 44 days. Once again, all that I did way too quickly. You saw even me, like struggle. And in other words, and I've covered this Gemara once or twice before. Okay. So admittedly, by the way, that was a very difficult navigation of just, in other words, just a lot of information to keep in mind and to hold. It's a lot of juggling. Okay, good. And now we get to finish today's daf. Sha'alu, they asked. Sha'alu Tamid of his Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, they asked the Rashbi the following question. Okay, I could do a Bar Ilan search, maybe later today, Billy Nether. But in other words, how many times the Rashbi was asked by his students? Meaning this is a standard format where the Gemara is going to be providing for us information, but in the context of, you know, the Rashbi students asked him a question. Okay, So, but Shalu Tamid of his Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai Nazir Tar Mitzora Mahu. Shigalech Tiglachas Achas Va'ola Lakan Lakan. So, basically, David's question that he asked earlier, I asked him to hold off on the question. So, he's one of the Rashbi students. In other words, they want to know why not just simply double dip. In other words, look, I've got a lot of Tiglachas to do, and it really will cover a lot of things. Why not have the Nazir Tahor doing Tiglachas, let it be a Tiglachas and let it cover now both the Tiglachas for the Mitzorah and the Tiglachas for a Nazir. So Amalahan, so his answer goes like this. So Enemigaleach. So he said, no, can't do it. Okay, good talk. So and obviously they were looking for an explanation. So Amru Lo Lama. Okay. Any way we can understand that a little bit better. Amalam ilu zelagada vizelagada vizelavi vizelavi yafata mamarta omrim. So the Rashbi says, look, if the purposes and the goals of hair removal were the same, in other words, if the goal was to grow, if the goal was to remove, so then that's great. Now I know that sounds a little bit funny right now. The goal is to grow. I'm shaving the hair. How is the goal to grow? Sometimes the hair is removed because we're done growing. Sometimes we're shaving in order to grow, right? So are we at the end of the story of Hare? Or are we at the beginning of the story of Hare? So if both of them had a singular goal going in the same direction, Yafe atem omrim. That's very good. Achshav nazir lahavir. But no. When as far as the nazir is concerned, so this represents now the end of Hare. Meaning you, nazir, you had a goal. What was that? To grow Hare. Okay, now your nazirus is over. Okay, stop growing your hair. Now, mind you, by the way, of course, after the shaving, it's going to grow back. But but that's not the point. The point is, why is he shaving? He's shaving because now this is the end of the story. This is the end of the hair. So that's Lahavir. As far as the Mitzvah is concerned, it's the Gadol. But as far as the Mitzvah is concerned, you know why he's shaving? He's shaving on day one because he wants to grow hair anew. For 7 days. So the Talmidim said, okay, fine. That's a great explanation for Mitzora Tiglachas number one. What about Mitzora Tiglachas number seven, day number seven? In other words, on one, you're shaving in order to grow and get a 7 day growth. Great. On day number seven, so why are you shaving Mitzora? In order to remove. So now, can't we double dip with the shaving number two of the Mitzora and the Nazir? Amar Lahem. So he said back to them, Ilu Zelif Nezrik Azamim, Vizelif Nezrik Azamim, Yafel Tam Amrim. Ela Mitzora Lif Nezrik Azamim, Vinazir Lachas Rik Azamim. So the Rashbi said once again, there is going to be an important distinction to be made between the two. You're right. Mitzora shaving number two and Nazir shaving number two is both for the purposes of Havara. However, Mitzora shaving number two is going to be done before Zrikas Adam. Nazir and the Teglachas of the Nazir is after Zrikas Adam. You remember just in yesterday's daf, we talked about how you sprinkle the blood and then the Nazir is going to get a haircut. And you remember in yesterday's daf, we had a concern that if the two Nazirim had to get a haircut, so then we're worried that the dachin, the intestines, are going to spoil. In other words, we're just, whatever. Just another Gemara is showing us that for the Nazir, the Teglachas is done after Zrikas Adam, as opposed to the Mitzora, where the Teglachas is done before Zrikas Adam. V'lo talo lo limei tzaraso v'nizir aso. V'talo lo limei tzaraso v'tum aso. So the Gemara says, okay, how about the Teglachas of Tzaras and the Teglachas of Nazir Tamei? In other words, aren't those similar enough where basically I can double dip? Or, sorry for the bad pun, but I'm here and it's been a long daf today and a hard daf. But the double clip, in other words, so can't now I clip the hair and let it count for Nazir Betuma and Tzaras, Tzaras number two. So the Gemara, so the Rashbi says, fine. If they were both before going to the mikvah, that's fine. But as far as the tummy is concerned, so when is he shaving? So that's achar b'yasmayim. That's after he tovels in the mikvah. Mitzor lifnei b'yasmayim. But as far as the mitzor is concerned, so that shaving is done before he goes to the mikvah. Amru lo yefa amar shelo tala. Lo limei sipuro, ulan aziraso, vitala lo limei chilu to vitum aso. So the Gemara says, what about the Mitzora, mochlat, and what about another tame? So, dezelagado vazelagado. In other words, both of them are for the purposes of growth. And, hu amar lahem nazertar vahu mitzora, zelagado vazelahavir. Vim nazertame vahu mitzora, zelafne biasmaim vazelachar biasmaim. Effectively, the Gemara seems to be a variant version of what we just read, but basically the Rashbi's answer is that either the goals are not the same, alternatively, it's procedurally it's not the same. One's before the mikvah and one's after the mikvah. And Tani, and now to put a punctuation to the daf today, Tani, Rabbi Chia, we're on the top of Samach Alf Amin Aleph. Rabbi Chia, Zelif Nei B'yas Maim V'Zel Acher B'yas Maim, Zelif Nei Zrikas Damim V'Zel Acher Zrikas Damim. So what we're doing is we're comparing now the Tamei and the Mitzora. In other words, the Nazir Tameh and the Mitzara. So both of them are cutting the hair in order for it to grow. So the purpose is the same, but again, the what we're highlighting is basic differences as far as the
timing.
As far as the timing is concerned, one is before mikvah and the other one's after the mikvah. One's before Zrikas Dam and the other one's after Zrikas Dam. Okay, good. Adkan. Wonderful. And then we're just, whatever. We'll finish up the parak tomorrow. This is tomorrow's daf. Good. Okay. Recap. Honestly, it's an easy daf to recap. It's a really difficult daf to learn today. And so, we're going to get more schar for today's daf. We'll find out after 120 years. Meanwhile, admittedly, it's a really tough daf today. But the basic outline of today's daf goes like this. The Mishnah tells us that if you are a Nazir with two possibilities of being a Mitzara Mukhlat and a Nazir Tameh, so now 61 and 120. In other words, you'll be able to eat Karbonos after 60 days. You'll be able to to drink wine after 120 days. So why is that? So that's today's daf. In other words, in the course of today's daf, we went over. Basically, there are going to be four tiglachas. Each one of the tiglachas, you're going to have to take into account various possibilities. And that's why when the story is finally finished, it's going to be only after the fourth tiglachas that all the possibilities are exhausted. And to complicate matters, there are also karbanos that need to be brought. And today's daf took a step by step in terms of what karbanos are going to be brought at each one of the four tiglachios. And finally, that's the bulk of today's daf. And finally, the Braisa just fiddled around a little bit with the various variables. In other words, our Mishnah took in the two variables of Safek Mukhlat and Safek Tameh. What if it was Vade Mukhlat, Safek Tameh? What if it was Vade Tameh, Safek Mukhlat? And what if both of them were Vade? Then what happened? So that was the Amud Beis, in which we went through those permutations. And finally, the last part of today's daf is the Rashbi. The students asked the Rashbi, why not double dip? Why not double clip? Why not give a shaving and have it go towards this and this? And you could fill in the blank in terms of what's this and this. Why not go? So the Rashbi gave various answers in terms of either goals not being the same. For example, the Nazir, when he concludes his Nazira, so his goal is removing of the hair, meaning that's it, story over. As far as the mitzvah is concerned, his shaving is to grow hair. Same thing with a Nazir Tameh. Nazir Tameh is shaving so that he can grow hair anew. So in other words, that's one thing you have to take into consideration, and also procedurally. In other words, the other consideration that we have to have is that the timing is not the same. Right? One is done before Zrikas Dam, after Zrikas Dam, one's before mikvah, after mikvah. So that's another thing the Rashbi says in terms of why we can't double dip.